It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi there, it's Sam, and welcome to Radio Headspace. Let's take a deep breath together before we begin. So if you'd like, you can close your eyes or just leave them open. And take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And then slowly exhale through your nose. And if your eyes are closed, you can open them. So breathing is one of the easiest ways that you can check in and take care of yourself. And I hope you've been taking really good care of yourself lately. I've been quite busy, but happily so, working on projects that excite me and bring me a lot of joy and meaning to my life. But this means I've had to say no to some offers that I usually have time for, to teach mindfulness in schools to children. And saying no can be difficult. It can affect us not just emotionally, but physically as well. I want to try an experiment with you. I'm going to repeat two different words, and as I repeat them, I want you to notice what you feel in your body and mind, paying as close attention as possible to how your body reacts to each word. All right, and you can do this with your eyes open or closed. Just listen and notice. No. 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 And take a breath. Yes. 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 And one more slow breath, just noticing the difference in sensations and thoughts. And if your eyes are closed, you can open them. So I always find this little experiment so interesting. I noticed this time as I said yes, I started leaning forward. The muscles around my eyes relaxed. So what did you notice? These two words have powerful effects on our body. Saying no helps us establish important boundaries, but can be really tough sometimes. To me, it can sound so final. And we may be afraid of disappointing people, losing out on opportunities, and just feeling like a bad friend, mother, husband, etc. As we get older, we realize that we're not invincible and that our time on earth is limited. And we start to see time itself as a boundary. I recently read research showing that as we get older, we become more selective about who we spend our time with. Our friend group shrinks, but the relationships we hold on to are more satisfying. I've noticed that I started doing this more often as I think carefully about the friendships and relations in my life that I want to continue to nurture with my time, care, and attention. When I was younger, I loved meeting new people, and I still do. But I wouldn't always be very discerning about who I shared deeper parts of myself with. People influence us in major ways, and the habits and mannerisms of those we spend the most time with wear off on us, for better or worse. This can normalize and affirm behaviors that we want more or less of. That's why meditating with a community helps us develop a consistent meditation practice, as we see the habit normalized by the steady practice of others around us. I now have some strict boundaries around certain aspects of my life. For example, I don't watch gratuitous violence in films or TV shows, and I tend to leave the room when there's excessive talk of dysfunction or gossip. And I pay attention to other habits that leave me feeling unmoored or put me in a bad mood, like skipping exercise, not taking in enough inspiring material, or waiting for people to accompany me to something that I really want to see or do instead of just going by myself. Brené Brown is an expert in boundary making, and she offers some great advice on the topic if you find yourself struggling to set or maintain boundaries. One of her pieces of advice is to create a mantra that helps ground you when you're about to cross a boundary. Her mantra is, choose discomfort over resentment. I was thinking about my own mantra. I like to say, feed yourself what you need so you can continue to feed others. And give yourself the fuel you need to live sustainably and peacefully. Think about the why behind your need to maintain boundaries and keep yourself nurtured and fed instead of exhausted and overcommitted. Another suggestion Brené offers is to rehearse in your mind or on paper phrases that you can get comfortable saying, like, I can't take that on right now, though I wish I could, or my plate is just too full at the moment. I like to make sure that I let people know that I appreciate them thinking of me for a position or project and that I'm open to opportunities in the future so that the door to opportunity is left ajar instead of completely closed. While boundaries can be hard to set, it's scary to say no. It's essential to create boundaries for a happier and healthier life. So today, be like Brené and create a mantra that grounds you when you're about to cross a boundary. Write it down and practice saying it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.